BBC Radio Tees.
Now, we know there's lots of important things that we need to teach young people, and teenagers across our region have been educated about the early signs of toxic relationships and where to go to get some help and support. Now, it's thanks to a film called A is for Amy, which focuses on the story of how a young woman's boyfriend turns abusive and the support available for others going through the same thing. It's been shown in schools and there's a special screening of it in Durham tomorrow night. Now, Freya and Olivia have been involved in the project, and they had a chat with our producer Jericho Keys about why it's a message they want to spread to their peers.
It was important for us so then people don't find themselves in a situation like that, and it's good to recognise that help is out there.
It also helps so that you can recognise if a friend or a relative is in a toxic relationship as well.
So you'll have been studying this then, so what are the sort of traits that you need to look out for if a friend or a relative is involved in a toxic or abusive relationship?
Like, personality changes from, say, they were, like, a very happy, outgoing person, they'll become quiet and
become more isolated as well.
And their, like, appearance could change.
And what should you do in that situation if you notice that amongst someone who you love and care for? What are the steps that you should take?
Well, in the film, one of the characters goes and speaks to a teacher, which is, like, I think the best thing you could do, or just speak to, like, a trusted adult.
It's quite, like, upsetting to know that this happens to, like, real people in the world.
And what lessons have you both learnt whilst doing this particular film?
We've learned what a toxic relationship is, like, the red flags to look out for and how to recognise them.
You mentioned there the red flags. You hear that phrase mentioned quite a lot when it comes to relationships. What are those red flags?
Like, the tiny little incidents and things that add up to, like, becoming a big situation. So there's, like, taking their phone and, like, being kind of secretive about what they're doing and stuff.
You know, of course, you've learnt a lot from doing these films yourself. What do you hope that other people take away from watching A is for Amy?
We hope people know that you don't have to put up with abuse, and it's not always physical abuse, it can be mental abuse, and words can do a lot more harm.
Well, let's speak now to Val Bainbridge, who's from King James I Academy in Bishop Auckland, who's been showing the film to students. Morning, Val.
Good morning, Amy.
Morning. Do you know what? I'm trying to go back over in my brain now. I'm thinking, have I really spoken to my daughter, who's 12, about this yet? I mean, she watched Adolescence, so that got everybody talking, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure this will be the same thing. How big a problem is kind of toxic relationships and what to watch out for among kids now?
I think we don't really know how big a problem it is, I think, because so much of it's hidden. And that's why it's so important to highlight it to our young people and, you know, to give them, I suppose, the tools to navigate the way through relationships and to recognise what a healthy relationship is and what it should be. And A is for Amy is, you know, one of the tools that we can use that's aimed at the young people and that will then open up discussions so that we can explore what's needed for them.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we said there it's obviously about how a young woman's boyfriend turns abusive. But as we know, women can abuse men as well.
Absolutely.
So it's something everybody has to know and talk about. I mean, what kind of reaction have you had from students?
Well, we took a group of young people to the theatre when it was a live show before the film was produced. And at both the theatre and the first screening in school of the film, we've had very positive feedback and they found it quite hard hitting, but thought it was a really good message to get across and done in a really good way. And one of the things that came out following the initial screening was that some young people then actually came and talked to us privately about difficulties that they were having. And that's what we want. We just want to open up, you know, those communications and make them feel safe and let them know that there are people out there that they can go to for help.
Yeah, absolutely. That's incredible that they've come and spoken about that as well. And they must feel really, really comfortable with you guys, because it's tough, isn't it? I mean, your staff kind of taught a little bit about this. I mean, I know you go under loads of training, don't you? If you're in schools, you have to be everything, really. But
yeah.
Are you taught how to deal with people who are in abusive relationships?
Well, I think all educationalists, you know, sort of establishments, all schools have their own support teams, and they are all given excellent training. But this is for Amy, and sort of the information and the rollout of this programme is a really good example of something that we can use to open up the ways to just have a conversation, because it is a difficult subject. So, yes, there is lots of training out there, but it's always looking for new ways and ways where young people will relate, I think. It has to be relatable.
Well, let's find out a little bit more now. Lisa Davies is Managing Director of Changing Relations, who are based in Durham, and she joins us on the show this morning. Morning, Lisa.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, morning. Anytime. It's our pleasure. Just talk us through A is for Amy, then. What's the film all about?
So as the fantastic girls from Creative Youth Opportunities have been talking about, it's about domestic abuse, but from a teenage perspective. And the reason that we originally started working on this, it was a stage play and then we've created it into a film, was because we came across data from Safe Lives, a national domestic abuse charity, that suggests that young people are more likely to be victims of domestic abuse than any other age group. And yet the proportion getting specialist support is lower than the proportion affected. So what that means is we are missing it. It's going under the radar. So we felt like it was really important to create something that would specifically enable young people to be able to recognise that themselves or their friends might be affected by relationship abuse. And also for them to know that there is help. There are people that can support you, because they don't necessarily know that.
Do you know what? It's sad when you hear that, though, isn't it? That about young people now, and you think, oh, why does it have to be that way? You'd expected things to get a little bit better, but oh, it's so important that people know, you know, what they're watching out for and know what is right from wrong.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of toxic messaging at the moment across kind of social media and the internet that's effectively normalising controlling behaviours, such that young people are perhaps not recognising that as a red flag. They're thinking, oh, that's a normal part of a relationship. Kind of jealous outbursts. Now, obviously, jealousy is a natural emotion, but what you do with that is quite important. And kind of jealous outbursts that are then targeted at somebody, it's not acceptable, but they're sometimes interpreting that as, oh, this jealous display means that he must love me, you know, which is not what we want young people to associate with love. Helping them to understand what is toxic and what is healthy is really, really important, so that they can make safe and healthy choices for themselves.
And of course, there can be a number of reasons as to why somebody turns abusive, isn't there?
I mean, I think that toxic messaging is really significant, and certain attitudes about men and women, attitudes about what a relationship is or should be. And whether or not people have had kind of education about how to healthily express and explore emotions rather than kind of taking them out on another person.
Mm. And that's why it's so important to make everybody aware of it. Absolutely. There's this screening for A is for Amy on Saturday in Durham. Can anybody go? How do we find out the details?
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody can go. So it's at Red Hills, Durham, which is the Miners' Hall. It's in the Pitman's Parliament, which is an absolutely beautiful room with a kind of old-fashioned wooden parliament seats. It sort of seats 300 people, so there's plenty of space for people to go and book their tickets. If they go onto the Red Hills website, the booking is available there. We've got people who are coming with their teenagers, which we're absolutely delighted about. And, you know, the more people that see the content, the better in terms of that awareness raising message that we're going for.
And just finally, if anybody does spot any of these kind of traits or red flags, as some people call them, what's your best advice to them?
So there's a whole range of different kinds of support services and different ways of people accessing support, which I think is really important depending on people's kind of disposition, like how comfortable they are to talk to a person. Whereas like a lot of the specialist support services, like Refuge, Women's Aid, you know, they offer text message based services as well. So if somebody wants something really discreet as a first port of call, there are ways that they can ask some questions, like very, very subtly without being noticed. All of the websites of those kinds of support organisations have kind of quick exit options that mean that if people are anxious about their device being overseen by an abusive partner, like they can quickly get rid of that for their own safety. But what we depict in the film is a young person who is worried about his friend because her behaviour has become increasingly isolated. She's stopped coming to college. He gets in touch with a teacher at school. And, you know, for some young people, what they need is they need a supportive adult to be able to go to. And the adult can then help them to navigate that situation. You know, the adult can discuss with them whether they would like to be referred for specialist support, whether they would like to involve the police. So, yeah, there are lots of different options